Well, the Mars rover Perseverance is still trekking across the Red Planet and picking up some pretty interesting souvenirs on the way. Three new detailed reports released this week show that even all the way from Earth, scientists have been able to tell that almost all the rocks and dirt the rover has grabbed had been loaded with organic material. And for more on this discovery, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Benjamin Weiss, professor of planetary sciences at MIT and co-author of two of those reports. So, Professor, organic material, does that mean life?
No, it does not mean life, but it doesn't mean there's not life either. You know, one of the main goals of this mission is to find samples that might contain traces of ancient life on Mars, and one of the key criteria that we were looking for in these samples would be that they'd have organics that we might be able to analyze when we get the samples back to Earth, and it seems like these samples do.
Are these findings of organic materials on Mars as much as we can ever hope to find in terms of any life on that planet?
Well, this is just the beginning. The plan is to bring these samples back maybe in about 10 years with some follow-up missions, and then that's when the fun really gets started. Then we can use all of the power of laboratories on Earth to study these things in great detail. And then there's a real possibility of much more detailed analyses that could maybe identify evidence for life. So this is just what we can detect from the relatively simple instruments on the rover.
Why 10 years?
So it's a fairly complicated process to bring samples back from another planet. We've never done that. We brought, of course, samples back from the moon, which is much closer. But for Mars, which is much further away than the moon and a much bigger body, first, we need to have a lander on Mars, and then that lander then needs to go get the samples that were drilled by the current Perseverance rover, and it's going to require that lander basically, maybe the rover, the Perseverance rover will drive up to the lander, maybe we'll use some helicopters to bring the samples to the lander. Then the lander has to basically send a module into orbit. It needs to blast off of Mars. And then that puts something in orbit around Mars, which will then rendezvous with yet another spacecraft, which would then bring it back to Earth. So it's a multi-stage process, including landing on Mars, the largest payload that will ever have been landed on another planet. So it's a unique achievement, not just in science, but also space exploration when we're all done with it.
Are you still going to be in the business a decade from now so you get to be there?
You know, I don't know if anyone can plan their life 10 years in advance. I'd sure like to. I've got a laboratory here at MIT, and that's ultimately why, you know, I was interested in participating in this mission, is the idea of actually measuring a rock from Mars. You know, hopefully I'll still be around then, and my lab will be cooking along. But if not, we've got a whole bunch of people, students that are coming up through the ranks, and there'll be a whole new generation of people also waiting to analyze these things. And, you know, as a kind of an analog for that, I grew up as a student, you know, working on the Apollo samples. And, you know, those were acquired 50 years ago. So you see, you know, it's many generations to come that'll have the opportunity to study these rocks from Mars.
Do you think, and this is just your opinion I'm asking, do you think that there really one day will be a human colony on that planet? Is that our best shot?
I think it's very likely that there will be humans who land on Mars at some point. It's, you know, within the technical capabilities, mm-hmm. It just requires money and sort of political will. So sooner or later, that's going to happen. Whether we decide it's worth living there for good, that's going to be, you know, that's something that's sort of hard to decide. I mean, people often talk about how, you know, if something goes wrong on Earth, the climate gets bad or somehow it becomes inhospitable, you know, we could go to another planet like Mars and live there. But, you know, my perspective has been, you know, we as humans adapted to, you know, we evolved to live on Earth. We did not evolve to live on Mars. And if we have a hard enough time keeping the Earth habitable, then, you know, making a planet like Mars, which was never, you know, never, to which we are never adapted, will be an even bigger challenge. Not impossible, but it seems like a, you know, that's not the first thing you would try if you were trying to save the human race.
Yeah. All right, Professor. Well, appreciate your time and also the information that you passed along to us. That is Benjamin Weiss, Professor of Planetary Sciences at MIT and co-author of two of the latest reports on that.